Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things on the way for you. Got some entertainment coming up. Anna Makes Music is going to be with us. We got some, she's got her friend Carly with her.
That's really cool.
We're going to have some fun with them. They're going to join us for a segment or two, and we're going to talk about the Mother's Day special that they are going to be doing. Along with hearing some great music.
Yes, absolutely.
I saw a stand-up bass out there. It's one of my favorite instruments, man.
He's not kidding. He got excited.
Oh, it's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. And it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. You know what that means. It's time for our Pet of the Week from the Southland County Humane Society. We send a big thank you to the Southland County Humane Society joining us as they have for a while now.
We've been doing it for a bit. Yep.
And we gigantic thank you to all of our local sponsors and local businesses out there. We're able to do this segment thanks to all of you out there and our great partners, and they are partners.
Yes.
They are people we love to work with. You advertise with us. We don't just read the copy. We don't just read what's in front of us and end of story and then give you your 5 seconds and move on. We ramble about you. We promote you because we believe in you and we appreciate you believing in us.
Yep.
And that extends to Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep dealership. I sure journalistically mention I worked there in high school. I love that place. I love those people. Your hometown proud family owner dealership. Need to upgrade your current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver? They're here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. They love this community and our area residents.
Yes, indeed.
Support those that support us, everybody. And let's get to our pet of the week. Tim is not able to be with us today. Tim's got a lot of other things.
He's a busy man.
He's a very busy guy, but he's always cool enough to send us notes.
Yep.
So I'm just going to read right from what Tim sent over. For our pet of the week, Axel. Axel has been with us for over 100 days. Refer to Facebook and websites for more information if you'd like to find out more about Axel. I'm going to tell you just a little bit about Axel here real quick.
Okay.
Because he is one of the dogs that I have fallen for. I want this dog. Axel's just a year. He's a mixed breed, medium size. She's a female. She's tan color. She is spayed. She is house trained, it looks like. It's unknown, but I believe by now she probably is, because she's been there for a while. She is a cuddler. She loves to chase tennis balls, being with people. She would be perfect size travel companion for someone who lived on the road or similar, as they prefer company of people over animals.
Okay.
She is absolutely can be around or housed with other animals, and is highly recommended that she be in a single home.
Okay.
Those looking for just a single home or a single pet, and maybe a new best friend.
There you go.
Got it for you right here, Axel.
Right here.
It's a sweet dog, everybody. And there's nothing but sweet animals over at a South County Humane Society. There is a lot of ways that you can give back and you can do good about this cause when it comes to helping our Humane Society and our animals out there. Reaching out to the Humane Society, hey, what do you guys need? It's kitten season. They could always use kitten litter and food.
Lots of stuff.
Dog food is always helpful. They are pretty good on dog walkers and some of that, but it's never a bad idea to throw your name in the,
as a volunteer. Yep, that's right.
Get it out there. You can reach out to the Southland County Humane Society at SWCHS at SWCHS.com or give them a call, 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Also, you can direct message them on Facebook. Encourage you to do that. Any way you can, reach out and find out more about Axel or Woodpecker or Apricot or Atlas or Bonsai or any of these amazing animals here.
They have plenty right now at the shelter, and they're, in fact, they're kind of at capacity, if I remember correctly, what Tim was saying last week, or they're close to it. So if you're in the market, now's the time to do it.
Yeah, Creed here, who is a beautiful German Shepherd, but I want to introduce the audience to Dustin Henderson, a 2-year-old black cat. That's a great name.
Dustin Henderson?
I'm just going to start giving them full names. I like that. I like that. Or look up Frog. Frog. He's great. He's a mixed breed, large, lovable mix. Beautiful dog. Beautiful dog. There's so many of them over there.
Frog? Frog the dog. Frog I like that. Dog. Yeah.
SWCHS.com. SWCHS.com. And be sure to join us next Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our Southwood County Humane Society.
Yeah.
We say a good morning to all of our friends over there.
Yes, indeed.
And our friends over at Johnson Chrysler Dodge and Jeep Dealership, your hometown proud family owned dealership. Need to upgrade your current ride or find a safe vehicle for your new driver, they are here for you. Full service from test drive to financing and repairs. They love this community and our area residents. Let's show them the love, everybody. Heading over to Johnson & Sons. Let's go ahead, Seth, and just to keep the segment moving.
All right, let's do it.
And go right into entertainment news.
Okay, let's do it.
I want to dive into this, and I understand that our audience and our market necessarily isn't the hip-hop market. I get a lot of that. Mm-hmm. I'm not tone-deaf when it comes to those things. And I usually stay away from topics that I don't think you guys care about, to be quite blunt. Mm-hmm. But I also don't pretend to know everything or know exactly everything that you guys like or want.
Right.
And there are certain stories that just bleed into the ether, that bleed into everything else. And oftentimes, rap beefs are like this. Hip-hop, one of the first things that got rap and hip-hop some credibility, and I'm not talking about on the main stage, on the mainstream or anything.
Right.
I mean in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, they look at urban music, they look at rap, and they think of it as just urban music and all this. That has changed quite a bit nowadays, especially with the younger audiences out there.
Oh, yeah.
But that didn't happen overnight. It took work to earn the credit. You know, rap is no different than country. They have so much in common.
They really do.
And there's a lot of people getting angry at me for that, but they do. Their fan bases, you got to be real.
Mm-hmm.
You are not going to last in that industry if you are completely fake.
Right.
You've got to be able to hold your own. You've got to be able to do that. And there are beefs. There are beefs. Country music's got some crazy beefs in its history. Some I didn't even know about until the last year or so.
That's true.
And by the way, our year anniversary for the Sunrise Show is coming up. That's kind of cool.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a part of music, and it's certainly been a part of country music, and rap has been no different. One of the early ways rap got credibility in the inner city was having rap battles.
Mm-hmm.
Seth and I get into a battle. I make fun of his hair. He makes fun of my glasses, a back and forth and everything. But at the end of it, we gave each other love. We handshaked. That was the way it worked. I watched this my whole youth. I watched rap battles. And at the end of every single one of them, they got vicious. But at the end of every one of them, you had to shake hands. Mm-hmm. It was like a hockey match.
Right.
Hip hop in the 80s, 90s kept up a little bit of this. It is part of what helps sell records.
To be quite honest, it is.
It sells albums. It sells CDs.
In the
1990s, it sells downloads.
It was all about the East-West thing, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, that's what I wanted to get to, because there were rap beefs, and then that happened.
Yeah.
The East Coast-West Coast thing, and the Tupac and Biggie thing. And first off, I felt like Tupac ended all rap battles with his, hit him up. It's still the best, counter I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm biased. That's my guy. But I think that it ended right there. And if it didn't end there, it probably should have ended when those guys died.
Yeah.
Because they died. Like, that's not entertainment. That's not... There are... everything I said about those industries will eat you alive if you're not real. I think those industries also understand that a lot of this is entertainment.
It is.
And a lot of the people you're hearing on country music stations have never driven a tractor in their life. And a lot of rappers have never, ever been in a fight.
Yeah, right.
That kind of thing. We take a grain of salt with some of this stuff. And some of these guys don't necessarily understand some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fan bases darn sure don't always get it.
Yeah.
So as far as that goes, to me, East Coast, West Coast thing, end of rap battles.
Gotcha.
Like, period. But it still goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And with younger people and modern audiences and more information and all this stuff, we know our people. We know heroes more now. We know our so many things about people that it was probably inevitable that it would happen in a rap battle like this where it would get too real.
Mm.
Drake and Kendrick Lamar have been in a beef before, and they've been in a beef right now. And Drake has been... I don't understand the popularity of Drake always because he's so big, yet nobody can tell me their favorite song of his.
It's very strange. It's very weird. Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I ask people why they like him, and I never get a real answer. But Drake has made a career out of rap beefs and losing them. Like, this is how he's made his career, as far
as
I can tell.
Fascinating, but yeah.
And so he gets into another one with Kendrick Lamar. Now, the difference here is this is a Pulitzer Prize winning writer. Like, Kendrick Lamar won a Pulitzer Prize. A Pulitzer Prize for a rap. Like, this is a poet.
Yes.
This is an actual artist.
Mm-hmm.
He is the closest I have seen to Tupac. He is the closest I have seen to an actual poet doing this.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. Like, there's rap battles, and then there's what are you doing? Like, I like, look, Jake Paul, Mike Tyson going to fight at the end of June and everything.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, Mike Tyson's in his 50s. Maybe Jake Paul's going to beat him. Who knows?
Yep.
But on the surface, I cannot understand at 75 why you would pick a fight with Mike Tyson. Like, why are you doing that? And I don't know why Drake, who has like a team of writers because he can't write for himself, would pick a fight with the greatest lyricist that hip hop has seen in years, if decades. It makes no darn sense.
Which is a lyric based music.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just that that's where you start and then you go from there.
It was kind of interesting at first watching some of this break down because of the way that we're able. It's no longer I got to drop an album or you got to wait until my album drops or something like that to come back.
Anymore.
Now, seconds later, it can happen.
Yep.
Ask Drake, because Drake and his team thought that they had the great comeback to Kendrick Lamar and everything. And they come out with a song and literally minutes later, Kendrick drops the biggest assault I have ever heard on somebody, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never heard anybody, like, there's rap beef, and then there's, like, I hate you. I hate the way you walk. I hate the people that you go out with.
The air,
like,
that you breathe.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, a whole other level. And it went too far.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, and again, huge Kendrick Lamar fan. I love Kendrick Lamar. But when you start bringing up women and children, when you start getting like that, it's and actual, like, talking about things that are actually against the law and, like, breaking laws and things like this, like, that's too far.
Yeah.
It's entertainment. Yeah. You can never forget that it is entertainment.
Yeah.
It cannot be about you. Like, it's got to be about the fans. It's got to be about the music. And I feel like they lost that.
Okay.
And I don't agree with, I agree with and I don't, Questlove from The Roots, one of our better minds out there when it comes to music and speakers. He's such a good talker.
Yes,
he's such a good speaker. On Instagram, he posted this the other day. Nobody won the war. This wasn't about skill. This was a wrestling match, level mudslinging and takedown of any means necessary. Women and children and actual facts be damned. Same audience wanting blood will soon put up RIP posts like they weren't part of the problem. Hip hop is truly dead. I don't agree with that last part.
Right.
You cannot kill music.
No.
It's
never going to go away.
Can't kill country. Can't kill pop. Can't kill anything like that.
Every single genre of music has been pronounced dead multiple times. I think it'll be fine.
Everything else I agree with, though. Like, we got to get over this.
Yeah.
We don't need the rap battles anymore. We have evolved past that.
It is pop music now. It really is.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Yeah. This is just personal silliness.
Yeah. I hope these two can act like adults and grow up and do some other music, move on, do some
just
other
move
things.
On.
I appreciate both of them. Respect both. I respect Kendrick Lamar. But I don't care about you. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I really don't like it.
You're a Drake fan. That's cool.
You know,
you teach the road and everything. But
right.
Yeah, it ain't my thing. But I hope they stop. I hope this is the end of it.
Yeah.
And honestly, it should be. Because Kendrick Lamar eviscerated that man.
Yeah, let's.
I can't understand how he's ever going to get a producer, let alone his whole, like, Drake's whole career. He can't do a single song. You got to have like 30 people on a song with him. Who's going to want to work with that guy after this? Like, if you hear 3 minutes of his song, of Kendrick's response, you're like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know how. We go from that to Taylor Swift. Ticket prices for Taylor Swift's Eras tour got out of hand, and a lot of American Swifties who missed out because of the cost are actually flying to Europe to see her. Because it's cheaper.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Taylor kicks off that leg of the tour in Paris tonight, and Americans bought about 20% of the tickets to her 4 shows there. At her next stop in Stockholm, Sweden, about 10,000 fans from the U.S. are expected. And why would they put themselves through all this? Because it is cheaper, or at least comparable, because Europe has tighter restrictions on ticket fees and resale prices.
Mm-hmm.
An Expedia spokesperson says, quote, I can either spend $1,500 to go see my favorite artist in Miami, or I can take that $1,500 and buy a concert ticket, a round-trip plane ticket, and 3-night stay at a hotel room.
Actually sounds kind of nice. Yeah, take like a little trip too while you're at it.
And more and more people are going to start doing this.
Yeah.
To the point where I think it'd be hilarious if a artist goes out there and nobody's there when they're, hello, San Francisco.
Like, crickets.
Hello, San Francisco, please. All right, I'll see you in Stockholm.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this is how bad it's gotten.
Right. And let's, I don't want to put it too much on the artist because it's more the horrible Ticketmaster Live Nation issues that we're dealing with that really need. We were talking, we started off the show with regulation and something like that. This needs to, the government needs to step in on this because it is insane. It is absolutely ridiculous. No one is winning, including Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
Because you're getting nothing but egg on their face for this too. So, I mean,
I don't even, I can't even think, like, there's a couple of bands I'm dying to see. And because of this stuff, I don't want to add to the, you know, to their overall
wealth,
the profits and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to help them. I can't stand it. But this is the biggest artist in the world. And
yes,
her fans from this country are having to go to other countries to afford tickets.
That should be a big flag, everybody.
If Taylor Swift really has the power she has, if her fan base really has the power they have, if I were her, and I would never try to speak for another human being, let alone somebody I know very little about.
Right.
But if I were her and I really thought this was an issue and I really cared about my fans, hey, everybody, boycott. Boycott. Mm-hmm. Imagine if every one of the Taylor Swift fans said, guess what, Ticketmaster? We're not buying those tickets. Mm-hmm. We're not buying them. Taylor's going to be all right.
Yep.
Taylor ain't going to hurt from this. Mm-hmm. She's got an island, people. She has an island she owns. She'll be all right. If you cared about your fan, she's the only artist that could get away with this. Like any other artist. Even Beyonce couldn't get away with this. But she is so big. She's bigger than Ticketmaster.
Mm-hmm.
Show it. Prove it. Well, let's see your power. Let's see your power of your fan base.
Yeah.
Because this is the only way you're going to get it to stop. Yes, government regulations would be helpful and everything. Does anybody want to count on the government to get something done? Do you? Do you really? And it's not
the odds of it happening are low. I'm with you on that.
It's not to say they don't work.
Yeah.
It's not to say that. It's just to say if they're going to get it done, it's probably going to be 3 or 4 years from now.
It's going to take a while.
We could do this right now. Mm-hmm. That fan base could do this right now. Don't buy any tickets. Don't buy any. That's the only power we have is our vote and our money.
Yeah. Imagine. So, yeah. Go, I'm sorry.
Hold back.
I was going to say, imagine this. Taylor Swift does that and then brings on Beyonce.
Yeah.
And brings on board all the big acts. And if that were to happen, then yes, things would change. Mm-hmm. They would have to, because otherwise Ticketmaster would be like, oh, where'd all my money go?
Got a little more entertainment we're going to get to and some more fun coming up in the morning on the morning show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You need.
Little Zeppelin playing us in. I don't mind that. We got some good stuff lined up for you, everybody. We are going to have some fun, some local music coming up at the 9:30 mark. A little bit after that, actually. But after our news break and everything. Looking forward to that happening.
Yeah.
Right now, just wrapping up our entertainment segment a little bit, because I wanted to get to this. There is more info on that Office spinoff that is going to be coming to Peacock.
Okay.
It'll have the same mockumentary format and will take place the same universe.
Same universe.
Everything's universes.
What
now.
The heck?
Everything's universe.
Give me a
stuff.
Break.
There's an official series description. The documentary crew that immortalized Dunder Mifflin's Scranton Branch is in search of a new subject when they discover a dying historic Midwestern newspaper and the publisher trying to reveal it with trying to revive it with volunteers.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. Okay.
They don't have much of a cast yet or anything, but they do. Bill Weasley, who was in the last Harry Potter movies, is going to be in it.
Oh, really?
So they got.
Oh,
that.
Okay.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
I got to say that at least they're not trying to remake The Office.
Yeah.
You know, they're at least not trying to do that.
Right.
At least they're kind of, you know, doing something a little bit original with it and
right.
everything.
A remake of which by itself was a remake.
Yeah.
I mean, people forget that, but yeah.
It was, reimagining from the BBC series and everything. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know. what makes these shows is yes, good writing, good directing, that kind of thing. Do you have another Steve Carell in your arsenal? Do you have somebody like that? Do you have a Ricky Gervais? Do you have a Jim Krasinski? It's the cast.
It was the cast.
You got a cast.
It really was. Yeah.
Nothing against the writing, directing, any of that. You have an art form that works in the mockumentary kind of comedy. Mm-hmm. That works. We've seen that. That's been proven in multiple shows.
Yep.
The only way to really hit this home, once you have solid writing and everything, is having a really strong cast.
Exactly.
So if they get that, I think it'll be fine. I think it'll be all right. I think that if you look at the biggest difference of the shows that make it and don't, to me, that is the overwhelming difference is who's in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that's a do-all. Ryan Reynolds, I don't think a lot of people remember, Ryan Reynolds got his big break, Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Yes, right.
It was I think that show was out for an hour.
I think it lasted a couple of seasons. They retooled it three times.
Yes,
also,
yes.
Nathan Fillion, that's where his big break
was, right,
too.
That's right, yes. So. I knew there was another one I was forgetting. And I forget the lady that was in it, too. She was good.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name.
And she's also been in many things throughout the years, too.
So I know that we get frustrated with this stuff. Oh, come out with a new show. Mm-hmm. Oh, it this kind of thing and everything. It's getting harder and harder to be able to release new TV shows, your old sitcoms and that. Mm-hmm. You're seeing less and less of that now. And there's a lot of reasoning behind that. And yes, corporations have a lot to do with it. Production companies have a lot to do with it. Producers, a lot of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we do. We got to take some blame for this, too.
Yeah.
TV shows and these companies, they're not producing and putting reality TV out there for nothing. Reality TV is killing my industry. It's killing my, as actors. It's very difficult to, it's already difficult enough as an actor, but it is that much tougher when I look at my backstage report or I look at my casting sessions every week and I see reality show, reality show, reality show. Mm-hmm. That's all you see. It can be difficult as an auditioning, as a career. If you want this to change, stop watching. The only reason these shows are still being out there is because people are watching.
Right.
So if you have an eye, it's so much in that. They're not going to put these things out there if nobody's watching.
Well, and we talked about this before, too, is the reason there are so many reality shows and the reason they can make so many of them. That's why there's so many game shows. They're cheap.
Yeah.
They're inexpensive. Yeah. They don't have the same cost as doing a drama or a sitcom or something like that.
Anybody out there like saving money? Producers do, too.
Yeah. They,
really
do.
I don't agree with it.
Uh-huh.
I am not a reality guy. I am not a reality TV guy. Never. I watched The Osbournes a little bit. That's the last time I've watched any reality TV. But to each their own.
Yeah.
And if this is the way the world is going, if this is the way entertainment is going, mm-hmm. I'm not going to try to stop it. I'm not going to act like I know what everybody's going to like or mm-hmm. anything. But I will say that there's a lot of people barking, a lot of people complaining that there aren't. Where are the sitcoms? Where are some of those?
Right.
Well, if you want them, you got to kind
well,
of. You
know, and make them better.
Oh, absolutely. That's got
I have to say that because, I mean. What they've put out, the sitcoms they have put out in the recent years, they're just not very good.
There's not a
they're
lot of
really home. Not that good.
Not a ton of great ones.
No.
Want to get into some local entertainment real quick, and I want to focus on our station on the weekends and Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. They have got some great things coming up. I've been talking with Gretchen, the director over there. She's going to join us next week to talk about their stand-up and improv comedy show coming up May 18th.
Nice.
This is a wonderful one. It's going to be a lot of fun. This is something that they are doing to raise funds for Three Bridges Recovery. The funds will go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be a 7 o'clock show, $20 entry. Tickets include improv workshop at 6 o'clock, so you're even going to learn a little improv.
Nice.
There. That's pretty cool. I talk about this with my students at Second City all the time. For every kid that I get coming in wanting to be the next Phil Hartman or something like that, there are lawyers, mothers, attorneys, people coming in that just want to be better at public speaking,
mm-hmm.
just want to feel more confident and comfortable doing that.
Right.
Improv does that. Improv gives you that world of giving a little bit out there. And there's a lot of people out there that have always wanted to kind of feel what it's like to be out on stage and stuff. I encourage you to check this out. It's a fun thing. And Gretchen and the board and everybody over there are doing some great work at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see some of that work today. Yeah, they're back at it. Rumors is back at it today.
Thursday. Oh, my gosh. I forgot it was Thursday.
The fight, you and me both. The fight, I had to remind my, I had to look at the, it's not Friday. On the main stage, Rumors, the final main stage show, kicks off tonight. Join him at 7 o'clock at the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a great show. It's a Neil Simon classic. It's one of his best works. Mm-hmm. And this cast is killing it. They're doing such
stuff.
A good job on that stage.
Fabulous.
Fantastic cast. Give them a good show. Let's give them a full house. Every one of these shows. If you can't make it tonight, they got another show tomorrow at 7 on Friday. And then Saturday, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee and a 7 o'clock show.
All right.
Be sure to support Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Wherever you listen, listening to us, support your local theater. Support your local artists. We're actually going to help you do that when we come back.
All right, yes.
That a little bit. That's a transition right there. It's not bad. I worked all night on that. I thought it was pretty good. And we want to remind you about our weekend lineup real quick. Great stuff lined up for you all weekend. Keep in mind, we got the Sunshine Polka Show that kicks things off at 7 o'clock every Saturday. Tim Hubbelt does a great job scouring the universe looking for the obscure polka and rare polka. It may be the greatest show ever.
Maybe it is.
I don't know. It's up for debate, but I think it is. I think it's one of the best ever. Be sure to join us every Saturday at 7 for the Sunshine Polka Show. Shout out to Tim doing the great work over there. You can also re-catch that at 1 o'clock on Sundays. Keep that in mind, everybody. We also have Terry Talks Nutrition at 8 a.m. Terry Lemron does an amazing job. He's one of the godfathers of supplements and does such a great job breaking all that stuff down for you. Thanks to our friends at Family Natural Foods sponsoring that hour and bringing us the Terry Show.
Mm-hmm.
Terry's going to be over there at Family Natural Foods at the end of the month.
He's going to be here.
We'll tell you more about that as we get closer to it. And then our Sunday night lineup, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got a nice Sunday night lineup. Kicks off at 5 o'clock with Director's Cut. The award-winning Director's Cut.
The award-winning Director's Cut, yes.
I had to do it. I had to at least once.
We got the certificate to approve to prove it. We're there, yeah.
We got proof. That thing's a weapon, by the way, that WPA award. Like yes. It seconds as a weapon.
Yeah.
You can actually use it. We appreciate you guys joining us and spreading the word about this show. It's a lot of fun. We've got a great one lined up for you this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Join us. It's a replay of our Wausau Community Theater episode.
Yep.
We will have that on for you. Be sure to check that out.
Yes.
And we'll have more great guests, and we want more great guests. Mm-hmm. If you are an artist out there, reach out to us. We'd love to have you on the show. We want as many. Before we wrap up that show, every artist, every Wisconsin artist I want on that show. It's not asking a lot. I think we can pull it off. It's not going to happen. But we do want to try.
You got to have goals.
Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8. Be sure to join us for that. My man Seth does a great job taking a theme and putting a ton of audio behind it along. It was some great music.
The second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin.
Second.
And speaking of proving it, I do. I can prove it. It's the second greatest show in the state of Wisconsin. I'm actually playing this week the show that I sent in to be for the nomination.
Right on.
It was my first mystery show. I haven't played that one again yet.
Cool.
So
I like it.
The mystery has been solved. But anyway. It's still good. It's good music. So check it out.
Be sure to check out Seth Faces Music 6 to 8 every Sunday. And then Unlabeled from 8 to 9. This is my show where we take a deep dive into the 90s. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, I will play it. Country, rap, hip-hop, pop, I don't care. I'll play it. Get me your request for that show, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. And let's get those headphones on, get your CD player right. Try not to let it skip when you're walking.
When you're jogging. You couldn't jog with those things, man.
You couldn't jog, man.
It'd skip all over the place.
Which would frustrate me because I was listening to jogging music. And it would just skip every time. It was rough. That's not going to happen to you listening Unlabeled. You don't have to worry about your tape getting caught up in the tape deck.
Nope.
You don't have to worry about your CD skipping.
Yep. Get your pencil out to read.
I should mention to younger listeners out there, there was these things. No. We will be back with some fun. We have Anna Makes Music coming up in just a little bit. We're looking forward to that. And we're, of course, going to get to our news break for you. We'll be back with more fun and more music right here on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
It's hard to interrupt Mr. Torme. It's really hard to do. But we got to. We got some musicians in studio to do it for. I think he would understand. I think Velvet Fog would understand. Seth and James here with you in the morning show, and we are welcoming in our good friend Anna Rebecca, and Anna is with us today to talk about a show she's got coming up and some music to play. So we appreciate you being here, Anna. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks so much for having me, James.
It's weird that I can't see you. It's weird. Isn't it weird?
It's a little weird behind the music stand.
That's yeah. awesome, though. I appreciate it. Anna, thanks so much for reaching out, wanting to be on. We always have the door open for you, and you brought a friend with you.
Yeah, this is my friend Carly. We met in the music department at UWSP, and she plays upright bass, and we just recently formed a jazz duo together called T for Two.
Anna, you know I respect you. I appreciate you. You're one of my favorite local musicians. I heard nothing after stand-up bass. I heard nothing you said after... No.
Oh, my goodness.
We appreciate her and Carly being here. Thank you, Carly, for being here. Appreciate the time so much. Anna, as much as we love you, have you by, and you can come by anytime you want, you stop by for a reason. You guys got a good show coming up.
Yeah, so actually, we are playing together at the Hotel Mead in Wisconsin Rapids for Mother's Day brunch. The show is happening from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's going to be food. There's going to be music. It's going to be awesome. They're having it inside of the Whitney, which is the restaurant inside of the Hotel Mead. And yeah, we're just really excited to play some tunes for everybody and celebrate all the mothers out there.
That's fantastic. We will be talking about that. We'll be promoting it, try to give you a good crowd. We'll be sure to hit on this today and tomorrow. And everything, and really appreciate you joining us. As the music goes, Anna, I could ask you what kind of music you're going to be playing, or I could just let you play.
Well, I think the music can speak for itself, so we might as well,
Get
right into it.
I'll move out of the way. Seth and I will move out of the way. Welcome to the WFHR stage, T for Two.
All right. This first song that we're going to be playing is called Ain't Misbehavin' by the great Fats Waller. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
was good. Oh, that was good, you two.
Thanks
that
so much.
That was really good.
Appreciate the feedback.
I had to remember I have a job to do. I just was in the music. I was just feeling it. And I was like, oh wait, we gotta talk. You have another song for us?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Do, actually.
Really
yeah.
cool. Really
song,
cool.
This one's called Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Alright, you wanna do the last four instead of the last two?
Change changed my mind. You guys got to play longer. We need more. We need more and more and more. I'm going to actually interrupt the next couple of shows we have. We're going to be doing it now.
Well, if you want to hear more, definitely come out on Mother's Day for Mother's Day brunch. We'll be playing for 3 hours, some breaks in between. But yeah, we'll be there from 11 to 3 p.m. Come say hi, hang out, eat some food, listen to music.
You're good. Well played. Well played, Adam. Nicely done. Annette, we want to send people to your Instagram if they want to find out more about you and your music and Tea for Two. Going to be more stuff on there for that?
Sure thing. You can find me on Instagram at Anna Makes Music. I'll just, hit the keyboard there with my elbow. It's all just one word. And then I'm also on Facebook as Anna Rebecca. My music page is on there. So,
Be sure to check it out, everybody. Like and subscribe. Support local artists. It's important. We appreciate you doing that. Really appreciate you guys being here today. Thank you all for being here. Thank you very much. The only catch, you know how this goes, Anna. You do a good job. You're going to have to come back now. We're going to have you back. I'm sorry.
Well, I can't be upset about that. I love coming here. I love hanging out with you guys. And yeah, it's just awesome playing music for people and sharing the beautiful gift of music.
You know? Appreciate you. A Tea for Two, everybody. Be sure to check them out at the Hotel Mead this Mother's Day from 11 to 3. We'll be back with more. Wrap up the show on Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. What's going on here? Why do I sound different? I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. Maybe it's the I think it's the microphone. Oh no.
Is it your mic? Is it
mine? No, it's that mic.
It's my mic.
Yeah.
What is going on with my mic?
I don't know. It looks like it's not picking anything up. Let's grab a different one.
It was perfectly fine before.
Yes, it was.
Oh wow, I sound very clear on this one though. You know, if we're being real here, we need new microphones.
Yeah,
it's time.
Some pretty old school microphones here.
Well,
so.
If you look at this one, the main mic on the bottom, you see Edison's initials. Man, that would have been a lot funnier had I hit it like right on the mark. In my defense, I had to grab the second mic to talk.
Yeah, I think there might be some issue there, wire issue there, maybe. Yeah. I know, we'll figure it out.
Looking at that one, it's weird. It was working in the last segment. It was fine.
Yep.
We are here to wrap up the last 5 minutes of the show, but a big shout out to Anna and for joining us in Tea for Two. That was a lot of fun.
Good stuff.
They're going to be they're going to have a Mother's Day show at the Hotel Mead from 11 to 3. Be sure to join them over there.
Yep.
Buy local, support local, everybody. We greatly appreciate you doing that. Seth, we had some local things to touch on here.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and dive right into some of that.
All right.
And first up, as I mentioned earlier, there's going to be a stand-up and improv comedy show over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater on May 18th. It'll be at 7. It's going to be a fun time. Tickets include an improv workshop, and all the funds are going to be raised for Three Bridges Recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, a fantastic way that the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater is looking to put back into their community, add to their community, something they've done in their whole existence.
Yes.
And Gretchen is taken to another level.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that.
Yep.
A great way to show your support is not only going to that event, but going to Rumors this weekend.
That's right. Yep.
Check out Rumors. Support this cast. Support this amazing crew. Rumors is hitting the stage tonight. They'll be on the WRCT stage at 7. If you can't make it tonight, tomorrow you got a 7 o'clock show. Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee, and a 7 o'clock show that will wrap up the main stage season.
All right.
Keep in mind, you can get tickets and find out more at wrctheater.org. WRCTheater.org.
Indeed.
We had on our friends from the Parks and Recs department the other day, Seth, and wanted to remind everybody that you can be a Kraken. You can be a Kraken.
That sounds really cool, actually.
The Wisconsin Rapids Swim Club, they call themselves the Krakens. Great name. Mm-hmm. Great name. They've got great things that they do. They have great practices, great ways to teach kids all kinds of things about swimming and that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're interested in becoming a Kraken, you can come out and try it for free.
All right.
Registration now for one of their trial days. You can choose between May 14th, May 16th, the 21st, or 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out to them to find out more. You can find out more about our Parks and Recs department by visiting or emailing them, registering or emailing them, wr@activityreg.com, or just reach out to them at wirapids.org.
Okay.
Encourage you to do that every month.
Sounds good.
Good stuff going on with that. And, of course, we have a blood drive happening today from 10 to 3 over at the ODC. ODC. Just in a couple of minutes, that will kick off.
All right.
Anytime you can go over to the ODC, not a bad idea, mm-hmm. and certainly some way a chance for you to put back into your community and
right.
help strangers. Strangers helping strangers. We need more of this. Donate if you can. You can donate today from 10 to 3 over at the ODC at 1191 Huntington Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
All right.
And one more thing, just wanted to mention before we get to your stuff there, Seth. The AKC FastCat coursing ability trials are going on. You can mark the dates. They're coming up this Friday, tomorrow. I'm sorry, they kick off tomorrow, Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they'll have shows at Country Paws Athletic Center at 6760 Burr Oak Road in Stevens Point. This is an opportunity to check this out, have some fun, and enjoy mm-hmm. these awesome furry dogs.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Seth, we got schedules here that we want to let everybody know about.
We have the Rafter schedules, everybody.
Yes.
The pocket schedules for 2024, they are here. Come pick them up. Our normal business hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. You can listen, of course, to the Rafters all season long here on WFHR, your station for Rafters baseball. You can also check it out on the Civic Media app. Don't forget, wherever you are, you can always pick up Rafters baseball. And once again, we are almost done. It's just a couple more weeks of the Winter Farmers Market at the Moravian Church yeah. at 310 First Avenue South. So they're going to be moving outside real soon, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you want to check that out. Go to Facebook to find out all the vendors who are going to be there this Saturday from 9 to 1. And that is the time that we'll be open.
That is really cool. Appreciate the Moravian Church hosting that, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been very cool of you guys
yep.
to do that. Let's go ahead and dive into some world good stories real quick, Seth.
Mm-hmm.
Two high schoolers near Detroit were honored after saving a teacher's life back in March. Gym teacher Alfred had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game, but two juniors named Israel and Corey did CPR and brought them back.
Oh, wow.
They did chest compressions and knew how to use an AED machine
mm-hmm.
because they learned it in school.
How about that?
That's pretty cool.
Good thing to learn.
And here's your next movie and your palate cleanser for the day if you need it. A dog and deer were spotted walking around the city of Tippin, Iowa,
mm-hmm.
the other day, just enjoying each other's company. Police rounded them up to make sure that they didn't wander into traffic, but took some video beforehand.
Uh-huh.
I don't, you watch it, you tell me what you think, man, because
yeah.
it is beautiful. It really hits the heart. And the number of fish on the government's overfishing list just hit an all-time low. A new report found 94% of fish stocks aren't being overfished anymore. Snapper and mackerel both dropped off the list this year.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of our anglers out there, all of our fishermen out there doing the right thing, doing
mm-hmm.
it right.
That's right.
You do it right, and other people, other generations will be able to do it right.
That's
you guys
right.
get it better than I do.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Seth. Great show today.
Yeah, it was fun. Great stuff today.
Big thank you to Anna and T for two. That was a lot of fun mm-hmm. having them in. Some great calls today.
Yep.
A lot of fun. I say we're in perfect position to get into the show tomorrow mm-hmm. with Melissa and Seth and get you ready for the weekend.
That's
it's
right.
It's going to be a good one.
Yep.
Stick around for Matt and Air on the Air and more to come. Seth, have a great day.
You too, man.
And be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.